Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Just in case you haven't noticed, we're in the heart of roadside farm market season. And after a wet start for crops, the big picture for a family visit to the farm is very bright.
Well, it is, and crops turned out to be pretty good. And really, the weather has been conducive to good farm trips and visits, and folks are really enjoying making trips to the farm, especially the young folks. This is a time of year that they can go and learn, enjoy, have a good time, and get a lot of good fruit and produce.
Farm Bureau President Mark Haney is a roadside farm operator in Pulaski County. He says that many roadside destinations, they take a lot of pride in challenging families to maneuver through their corn maze. One this season, a design of American Pharoah, all of them a lot of fun to navigate.
Those designs are so intricate and they take so much planning, yet folks really enjoy the corn maze and it lasts for the entire season, and it's a good way to get folks involved in agriculture, see things growing. That's what people enjoy being able to be a part of.
Some venues offer high-speed aerial views of their farm.
I have not done the zip line. Now, my family and my wife Marlene, all those have been involved in zip lines, but I've chosen to stay well planted on the ground.
More on the roadside farm market season in a minute. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Mitch from Mitchell.
Growing corn takes a lot of water, right?
87% of America's corn crop depends only on rainfall. Of all the water used to irrigate crops, vegetables, and lawns, corn production uses just 7%. Portia from Portland.
That's still a lot of water, isn't it?
On a per-acre basis, more water, fertilizer, and chemicals are used on a typical golf course. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
In coming days, for those families headed to orchard operations, Mark Haney says, they're right on time.
Late September is when the later varieties for us get ripe, like Granny Smith, Winesap, some of those that are more traditional late season varieties.
You can check out roadside markets near you and their attractions online at kyfb.com/markets. On fun features for the kids, Haney says a longtime favorite is the castle made from bales of straw.
Every weekend, we just look out there and we see children just covered up on it, just having a big time, enjoying life on the farm, and it's a relaxed atmosphere. Really, it's just time that we can offer hospitality at the farm level.
That website again, kyfb.com/markets, for some fun and family memories from the farm. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.